The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's jump right in. We've got one from Real Simple on relating 5 reasons to embrace your milestone birthday. 1, you'll come into your own. I loved turning 30 because I began to feel way less neurotic, especially about what men thought of me. When Jessica Williams and I started our podcast, I'd get messages from guys criticizing me for things like the pitch of my voice. 5 years ago, that might have caused me to consider changing something about myself, but now I just think this is who I am and I like it. And that was Phoebe Robinson, a comedian, writer, and co-host of the podcast Two Dope Queens. Her second book, Everything's Trash But It's Okay, will be published October 16th. She lives in New York City. 2, it adds fuel to your fire. Age was never something I thought about, ever. But as a pro athlete turning 40, I've been forced to, since people now ask me all the time when I'll stop playing. Initially, it made me mad, but now I let it push me. I'm like, doubt me? I'll show you. Far from slowing me down, getting older and having kids has taught me and inspired me so much that it's probably added a decade to my career. Someday, I'll hang up my bikini, but not yet. And that was Kerry Walsh Jennings, a 3-time Olympic gold medalist and 1-time Olympic bronze medalist in beach volleyball, who is training for the 2020 Olympics. She recently launched P1440, an event series intended to revitalize the sport of volleyball. She lives in Manhattan Beach, California. 3, you'll find your peeps. Now that I'm in my late 40s, and let's face it, nearing 50, I've finally found my tribe. That's because I've gotten much better at reading people. As a result, I'm much less likely to let a narcissist camp out in my basement. I had an aspirational 40th birthday party, invited the people I thought should be my friends. It was over-catered and underpopulated, and the people who came stayed 45 minutes, wondered why they were there, then left. It was borderline humiliating, but provoked a moment of reckoning that spurred me to change how I looked at friendship. I'm much better now at spotting like-minded souls, and I only befriend people who are both funny and kind. And that was Pamela Druckerman, author of There Are No Grown-Ups, a midlife coming-of-age story. She lives in Paris. 4, mindfulness comes naturally. My mom set an important example for how meaningful and joyful life after 60 could be. After divorcing my father, she got her own little apartment and spent 24 years being single, and she loved every second of it. She was so grateful to establish rituals to drink tea and go to museums. Close to 70 myself, I am now the one finding great joy in small things. You learn that those simple moments, walking in the park, painting, going out to dinner with someone you love, are the best parts of life. And that life really is an accumulation of those moments. And that was Mara Kalman, K-A-L-M-A-N, an illustrator and writer, author of Cake. Her memoir about her mother, Sarah Berman's Closet, was written with her son, Alex Kalman, and is due out on October 30th. She lives in New York City. And last, neuroscience is on your side. What most people think is true about aging, that it's a sad and empty decline, is wrong. Some research shows that as we age, our brains change in ways that may actually make us more positive. The emotional peak of life can occur in our 60s and 70s, and as our brains change, so do our values, making us want to give back. What's more, because we're living longer, we can get the gift of an additional 10 to 15 years to be productive and enjoy this happiness. In fact, our culture suggests that all the innovation comes from young people, but really, more startups are begun by people over age 55. It's an extremely generative chapter in life. And that was Jonathan Rauch, author of The Happiness Curve, Why Life Gets Better After 50. He lives in Washington, D.C. From Family Circle, on the safe side, about 80% of Americans believe everyone in their household knows what to do in a fire, but less than half have a plan in place, a new American Red Cross survey shows. Follow these steps to protect your family. 1, involve your teen and encourage them to help lead in planning, advises Emily Samuel, Senior Program Manager at Safe Kids Worldwide. Have them point out two exits in each room, identify the safest exit from the house, and help clear any obstructions in fire escape routes. As a family, establish a safe meeting point outside the home. Remind everyone not to go back for anything and to wait until safely outdoors before calling 911. 2. Install a smoke alarm in and outside of each sleeping area and on every floor of your home, and set aside a day every month when you test them together. Then have daytime and nighttime fire drills every 6 months. We all practice them at work and school, but rarely at home and at night, says Samuel. Give your kids a heads up on the day of it so they're not totally surprised. And 3. Discuss risky habits. Cooking is the leading cause of home fires, says Samuel. Talk about using back burners, turning pot handles inward so they don't stick out over the counter's edge, keeping items like towels away, and setting timers so you don't forget something's cooking. Ban lit candles in bedrooms and near pets, and always extinguish them before going to bed. Keep your washer and dryer in good condition. Remove lint after each use and never run the dryer overnight or when you're out. If your teen babysits, they should be familiar with the fire escape plans of those homes. Yes, they have to ask. And prevent little kids from coming near the stove when cooking. Next, from Family Circle, age and your breath. Most changes are caused by fluctuating hormone levels, says Sandy Pruthi, MD, a breast health specialist at the Mayo Clinic Breast Diagnostic Clinic. Peek at what you can expect over the decades. 20s and 30s, perkiness, high. Rock that bikini top with lots of firm tissue and little fat. Your girls have it going on. Still, most women get breast augmentation in their 30s. Tenderness is high. Elevated hormone levels make breasts tender before your period. And lumpiness is also high. Breathe a little easier. Most breast lumps aren't cancerous, and less than 5% of breast cancers occur in women younger than 40. You can blame shifting hormones for most bumps and lumps. Then in your 40s, perkiness, medium. You've still got it, so flaunt it. But the twins are starting to soften as fat replaces dense tissue. Tenderness, also medium. Proceed with caution. Shifting hormone levels due to periods and the onset of menopause cause tenderness. Lumpiness is still pretty high. Don't panic. See your doctor if you feel something odd, but know that most lumps are due to hormone changes or benign cysts. Still, breast cancer risk increases after age 40. 50s and beyond, perkiness, low. Your girls lose shape because they're now mostly fat. Tenderness, medium to low. Tenderness should be a thing of the past unless you use hormone replacement therapy for menopause symptoms. And lumpiness, also low. After menopause, breasts soften, so a bump now is more concerning. Breast cancer risk goes up as you age, with most women diagnosed in their 60s. 4 bizarre breast problems that aren't usually cause for concern. 1. Your nipples point in, not out. About 10% of women have inverted nipples, and most are simply born that way. It's normal, doesn't require correction, and doesn't usually interfere with breastfeeding or sexual pleasure, says Pruthi. But see your doctor if an outward-facing nipple suddenly turns inward. 2. One breast is larger than the other. Approximately half of all women have asymmetrical breasts, meaning your breasts differ in size, shape, or position. While usually not noticeable, uneven breasts are one of the top reasons women want augmentation surgery. 3. Funky colored gunk comes out of your nipples. Medications, contraceptives, infections, and blocked milk ducts can sometimes cause your nipples to produce yellow, green, brown, milky, or clear fluid. It should be checked out, but nipple discharge is rarely a sign of something as serious as cancer. 4. Your breasts feel like they're full of marbles. Half of all women ages 20 to 50 have fibrocystic breast changes, which cause non-cancerous fluid-filled cysts to form. The masses may be painful, move around, or come and go. A woman with fibrocystic breasts should get to know these lumps well and notify her doctor immediately if something feels different, says Pruthi. Next, you're caring for your bra all wrong. Ah, bras. They're one of the first things you fling off at night, and you'll probably never long for them the way you do yoga pants. Still, these four maintenance moves can make you comfier up top. 1. Give your bras a break. You finally found a bra that accentuates your curves and doesn't ride up your chest. You want to wear it every day, right? Well, don't. Donning the same bra repeatedly will quickly turn it into your stretchiest, least supportive undergarment. Your bra needs a rest after 2 days of wear to allow the fabric and chest band to return to their original shape, says Elizabeth Dale, author of The Breast Life Guide to the Bra Zone, How to Find Your Ideal Size, Style, and Support. 2. Hand wash only, please. The spin cycle is no friend to delicates. Thanks to no-rinse laundry products like Soak and Eucalon, hand washing can be a no-brainer. Soak your bras in cool water and no-rinse soap for about 10 minutes. Dab gently with a washcloth and then, always, air dry. Dale typically wears a bra 3 to 5 times, less in summer, before placing it in the laundry pile. 3. Store with care. Don't throw bras into a drawer. Proper storage can prolong their lifespan. First, hook bras closed to keep them from snagging on other delicates. Fold lacy and soft cut bras in half with the straps tucked inside. Stack molded and padded bras inside each other to prevent bending and denting the cups. You can also hang your bras individually on hangers. And 4, be a semi-frequent shopper. There's a reason bras don't come with lifetime warranties. They aren't made to last forever. Depending on the quality of the bra, how often you wear it, and how well you take care of it, you should replace a bra every 6 to 12 months. Dale recommends using a fabric pen to write the purchase date on the inside of the bra band so you know when it's time to go shopping. And some bra shopping basics. If you're still wearing the same bra size you did in college, it's time to meet with a trained bra fitter at a lingerie store. Breasts change with age, pregnancies, and hormones, says Dale. Keep this advice in mind while looking for the right fit. If you go up a band size, you should go down a cup size, and vice versa. Cup letters indicate breast volume across a specific band size or width, says Dale, so the volume of a B cup on a 38 band is identical to a 36C. Less width, more volume, or a 40A, more width, less volume. Sizes vary by brands. Not all manufacturers have the same fit standards, says Dale. Even bras made by the same company come in a wide assortment of fabric, cuts, and styles, all of which affect comfort and fit. And pick the right bra for your wardrobe. That bra might look fabulous in the changing room mirror, but how does it look under clothes? You should always put on a top to make sure the bra gives a flattering silhouette underneath your clothes, says Dale, and match bras to your outfits. For instance, pair t-shirt bras with cotton shirts and lacier numbers with sexier tops. And last, protect your breasts from cancer. Learn about the latest advances that could change everything. Earlier this year, the American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging began recommending that all women have a breast cancer risk assessment at age 30. This assessment is particularly critical for women who are African American or of Ashkenazi Jewish descent because they're more likely to have an aggressive cancer at a younger age and be diagnosed after cancer has spread, says Mark Hurlburt, Ph.D., Chief Mission Officer of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. The Q&A with your OBGYN or primary care provider goes beyond family history to cover factors like when you started your period and pregnancy history. Depending on the results, your doctor might recommend testing for breast cancer gene mutations, BRCA, or starting cancer screenings earlier. In other news, better screening tools for dense breasts are being used. Tumors and dense glandular tissue have a similar whitish appearance on mammograms, making cancer harder to spot. So 34 states have laws requiring mammography centers to inform you about breast density. Find out what is required in your state at densebreast-info.org/legislation. If your breasts are dense, talk to your doctor about supplementing 3D mammography, which detects cancer better than 2D mammography, with breast ultrasounds or more advanced tests. Contrast-enhanced breast MRI uses an injectable dye and radio waves to create images, while molecular breast imaging, or MBI, relies on an injectable radioactive tracer that is drawn to cancer cells. Finally, testing for multiple gene mutations, not just BRCA1 and 2, in women diagnosed with breast cancer has been shown to provide information that can help family members who may unknowingly carry the mutations and benefit from genetically targeted preventive measures. From Good Housekeeping, 4 ways to fireproof the fam. In a recent survey, you told us unexpected flames are your number one home concern. Follow this checklist to ease fire fears. 1. Assess your equipment. Make sure you have smoke detectors inside bedrooms and smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level of your home, including in the basement. Create a schedule to test alarms monthly, change batteries at least once a year, and replace all devices every 10. Place extinguishers in rooms with fire risk. Think kitchen, garage, laundry room, and then replace them every 5 years. Close the door before bed. Half of all fatal home fires start between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., which means flames may grow before you realize anything's the matter. Shutting bedroom doors dramatically slows the spread of smoke, flames, and heat, buying you crucial minutes to get up and out. 3. Have an escape plan for everyone, including pets. Identify at least 2 potential escape routes for each family member and practice twice a year. If you have kids, be sure they know what the alarms sound like and how to get out in case you can't safely reach them. And 4. Never go back inside. Risking more smoke inhalation is never worth it. The best thing you can do is wait for emergency responders and tell them if anyone is still inside. Replace air filters way more often. As dirt and dust build up, the systems have to work harder for the same results, which means higher utility bills and potentially a total failure. Change your heating and cooling filters about every 3 months. Sign up for a recurring delivery from Filter Easy, and you won't have to remember anything. We're beyond fireproofing now, and we're on other home safety measures. Add a flood sensor. Water damage is among the worst home issues, and claims related to it are the most common ones insurance gets, usually due to leaky pipes, clogged drains, or old plumbing. Place a flood detector in your basement or near pipes prone to leaks, and it will alert you when it senses water. You can also get ones with a cable sensor to put on your sump pump. And we've also got some Good Housekeeping seal earned safety upgrades. These are things they have tried out and recommend. First, self-diagnosing air conditioner. York's energy-efficient unit will save you money on utility bills, and it automatically detects problems and diagnoses itself. When you call for assistance, a pro can check the panel system for the info needed to make the fix quickly and accurately. Then bed bug barrier. You can bring home pests from hotel rooms, airplanes, or even theaters. And while they aren't known to spread disease, the last thing you want is a bed takeover. Stay one step ahead with Protect-A-Beds 4-piece set, mattress and box spring encasements, and 2 pillow protectors, all made of bed bug-proof fabric that go under your sheets and pillowcases. And last, cordless shades. If you have young children or grandchildren in the house, cords on window coverings can pose a serious risk of strangulation. That's why most of our Good Housekeeping blinds and shades are available in cordless versions with dozens of design, color, and fabric options. You're sure to find a set to match every room. From Real Simple, the vets will see you now. First, my cat loves to pull threads from blankets and towels. How can I get her to stop other than keeping linens out of reach? Your cat might be bored or curious, says animal behavior expert Stephen Applebaum. Give her something more interesting to occupy herself with, such as an interactive cat toy like the Bergen Turbo Scratcher, or, that's available from $12 at Chewy.com, or try a scratching post made of Cecil, like the Trixie Pet Products Parla scratching post, $33 from Jet.com, which, unlike posts made of soft fabric, your cat won't confuse with textiles. Stimulate her interest by sprinkling some catnip on the post, and avoid placing it near her favorite nap spot, as she might ignore the post if there's a bed nearby she likes better. Spritz linens with a natural textile-safe repellent like Nature Vet Bitter Yuck No Chew Spray, available for $10, petco.com, to deter her. Let the spray dry before touching linens and reapply after every wash. And then we just got an 8-week-old puppy. How soon should we put him in training classes? Enroll him right away, encourages animal trainer Mikkel Becker. Between 3 and 16 weeks old, puppies are in their socialization period, meaning what they're exposed to during this time will directly impact their social development and confidence level. For roughly 4 to 6 weeks, take a weekly, hour-long group class with your pup, or schedule a few shorter private sessions per week. A good class will use positive reinforcement, offer ample rewards like treats or toys, and provide guided play sessions with other friendly pups. Practice the skills taught in class at home to reinforce the new behavior, says Becker. Look for a class that requires veterinary proof of current vaccinations to help ensure it's a safe environment for your pup. Ask your vet or local rescue group for recommendations for a certified trainer. Next, from Real Simple's Cooking School, tips, techniques, and recipes straight from the Real Simple Test Kitchen. This month's focus, easy meal planning. The secret to planning dinner? Make a handful of items you can mix, match, and reinvent for a week's worth of meals. These ideas will get you started. First, roast chicken. There's knife and fork chicken salad. Carve chicken and serve warm atop lightly dressed salad greens. Then, gingery chicken soup. Simmer 5 cups chicken broth with a 2-inch piece of peeled and sliced ginger, 4 chopped carrots, and 2 ribs sliced celery, and 1/2 cup tiny pasta. Add 1.5 cups shredded chicken and simmer until pasta is tender. Top with torn parsley and pepper. And then with whatever chicken's left here, you can do chicken tacos. Top corn or flour tortillas with shredded cheddar or Monterey Jack cheese and broil till melted. Top with shredded chicken, radishes, salsa, sour cream, cilantro, and hot sauce. Next up, boiled potatoes. First, meat and potatoes, obviously. Toss warm potatoes in melted butter, chop chives, salt, and pepper. Serve with seared steak. Then you can do cheesy spuds and greens. Break cooked potatoes apart with your hands. Cook in a hot skillet in a bit of oil until golden. Toss in a couple of handfuls of torn kale. Top with shredded cheddar or mozzarella and broil until melted and bubbly. And last, you can do an oven-smashed hash. Using a sturdy glass, gently flatten potatoes on a rimmed baking sheet. Drizzle with oil and season with salt and pepper. Turn to coat. Roast at 400 degrees until golden and crispy. Top with fried eggs and hot sauce. Next, vinaigrette dressing. First, you can do a beans and greens. Toss 1 can rinsed and drained pinto beans, 1 chopped avocado, and a few handfuls of arugula or torn kale with just enough dressing to coat. Top with toasted sunflower seeds. Next, you can use it as an easy marinade. Marinate boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs in vinaigrette overnight. Grill or broil until just cooked through. Serve with greens or roasted broccoli. And last, you can use it in an egg salad. Toss 4 chopped hard-boiled eggs with leftover boiled chopped potatoes, a few sliced scallions, and a handful of chopped herbs. Add enough vinaigrette to bind and serve on whole wheat toast. Next, charred kale or other sturdy greens. First, you can do them in a hearty salad. Massage torn kale, 1 handful per person, with enough vinaigrette to moisten. Add chopped toasted almonds and a healthy shower of grated Parmesan. Then you can do garlicky greens. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet. Add 2 cloves sliced garlic and cook until golden. Add a bunch of chopped chard, a handful at a time, and toss, adding more as there's room, until wilted. Add a handful of raisins and a squeeze of lemon juice. And last, do a kale pasta. Add 1 bunch of torn greens to your favorite pasta sauce or soup base. Cook until wilted. And your last multi-use item would be quinoa, rice, or other grains. First, do a grain bowl. Top cooked grains with roasted sweet potatoes, a handful of greens, shredded chicken, or a fried egg. Drizzle with vinaigrette. Then you can do a stir fry. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large skillet. Add 4 slices chopped bacon and cook till crisp. Add 1 chopped shallot, 2 cups cooked quinoa or rice, and 1 cup thawed frozen peas. Cook until warmed through. Add 2 tablespoons each soy sauce and rice vinegar and top with cilantro. And last, veggie burritos. Fill a burrito-sized tortilla with quinoa, shredded cheddar, and black beans. Roll up and cook in a hot skillet until tortillas are golden and crisp, and then serve with salsa. From Good Housekeeping's Test Kitchen, Maple Pear Tart Tatin. Active time is 20 minutes, total 55. Here's what you need. 1 sheet of puff pastry, thawed if it's frozen. 4 large, firm Anjou or Bosque pears. 1 lemon, halved. 1/2 cup of maple syrup. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut up. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. And 2 tablespoons sliced almonds, toasted. Heat oven to 400 degrees. On lightly floured piece of parchment paper, roll the puff pastry to 1/8 inch thick. Cut out a 12-inch round and refrigerate until ready to use. Peel, halve, and core the pears, then cut each half in half. Rub pears with the cut side of 1/2 lemon. Juice the remaining 1/2 lemon. Heat medium cast iron skillet, about 10 inches base, on medium. Add maple syrup, butter, salt, and lemon juice, and cook swirling pan occasionally until the mixture begins to thicken, deepen in color, and smell like caramel 5 to 8 minutes. Remove from heat. Being careful not to touch the maple mixture, arrange the pears, cut sides down, in pan. Return the pan to low heat and cook pears 4 minutes. Remove from heat and lay puff pastry circle on top, carefully tucking the overhang down inside the pan. Cut 3 small slits in the pastry and bake in upper third of oven 10 minutes. Reduce the temperature to 375 and bake until the pastry is deep golden brown and the maple mixture has reduced 15 to 20 minutes. Let it stand 5 minutes, then run a knife along the edge to loosen. Place a plate on top and flip, inverting the tart. Sprinkle with sliced almonds and serve warm or at room temperature. This serves about 8 people. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And be sure and have a great week if you can. And so long until next time.